This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, and Greg Stebbin, who is the, the production manager. Well, that would be going a little bit far.
I get a new title every week.
I know, isn't it fun?
I look forward to it.
I know you do. We look forward to you being here as well. Greg is the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. You'll all be very happy to know that I have a new flip phone. Have you been following me? This is the Tech Talk time on Good Day. Have you follow my any of my social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you've seen a post there, and I figure I'm going to be the best offense is a good defense, because I know within 15 seconds of McFadden being able to get his mouth onto the air, he's going to take a shot
at me.
Oh, what do you mean?
Not at all.
Come on. I think
that you posting a picture of your new flip phone on Facebook gives you 100% credibility to man this tech hour here.
Well, he couldn't post it.
How it was posted.
Well, that's exactly it, Greg. We know the picture was not posted from the flip phone because it can't do that. So, taking a picture of a picture, it's very meta.
And I also noticed that the post was actually posted by Bob the K, who is our general manager and responsible for buying Doug new flip phones when he runs over the old one with the tractor.
Right, exactly.
So, in this case, it was a bulldozer.
So the extent of Doug's technical capabilities here is he was able to log on to Facebook and see a picture of his flip phone on Facebook.
Now, I want to come to Doug's defense here. I mean, anybody can drive a smartphone. How many people who are listening can drive a tractor or a bulldozer?
I will say that all the time. I can give Doug a tin can and a string, and he can go to Ethiopia in the middle of wherever and figure out how to get on the air every morning at 5:06. But when it comes to like this stuff, you know, he's very technically capable. You break a tractor in the middle of a pasture, he can figure out how to get it running again.
I figured out how to get the slave hydraulic slave cylinder to work on the clutch on my 550 yesterday. Can I figure out how to to do this other stuff? Well, so here's some of the commentary. You'll get a kick out of this. Al Peterson, who is not there, we all know about two different Al Petersons. One works with Richie in Washington. The other one is a broadcast writer, would you say? I guess I'm Richie.
He owns one of the trade publications in broadcasting.
He says, "Hey, Doug, they're all the rage with Hollywood celebs who are tired of having their naked photos on their smartphones hacked. Flip phones are back in the age of cyber spying."
Yeah, and that's why you went back to a flip phone.
Of course.
That, absolutely.
All those compromised.
I was worried about all those naked pictures of me. They'll have them make it out onto the internet. All right, let's see. Robert says, "I love flip phones. When are they going to make one like Star Trek's communicator?"
You know, it's funny you mention that. I was listening to a report about some anniversary about Star Trek the other day, and they were talking about all of the inventions that Star Trek foresaw back in 1967, 8, and 9, or whatever it was.
One of the things was the flip phone.
I mean, the phone you carry is pretty much Captain Spock's communicator.
Yeah, next time I see Shatner, I'm going to make sure he sees me with my flip phone.
Absolutely.
Tom Betts writes, "I'm with you, Doug. I have a computer and I use a phone for emergency purposes only. I only call out." I'm quite that behind. Anyway, Maya says, "Advanced flip phone for an advanced techie."
Right.
Gaylor writes, I carry in my purse a flip track phone for emergencies, always turned off. Only like actual conversing from my landline. She likes her landline. Yeah, but a lot of people.
Now,
like that.
Greg, one of the hot uses for a flip phone now, though, is actually giving it to your teens who are driving, so that they can be less distracted by all of the things that can go on a smartphone while you're on the road. I know a lot of people who have kids that are 16 and 17 who will only let their kids have a flip phone for that purpose.
Interesting. I didn't know.
That is interesting.
Then maybe a tablet or some other kind of device that can do other things, but you wouldn't be able to do those things, while driving because of the size or something like that. I think there's, we talked about this a few weeks ago. I think there's a lot of cases for having a flip phone, and I have many times thought to myself, I almost always have a tablet or computer with me, so the phone, a smartphone, actually is a bit of a redundant device, and I have thought to myself, maybe I will get rid of it and just go back to a flip phone. I haven't done it, but I've thought about it a lot. And so, Doug, I too take my hat off to you as a tech trendsetter.
Yes, here I am. Gordon Smith says, I'm with you on this one for sure. Good choice. Daniel McCutcheon, Back to the Future. Mike says, nerd. Thank you. All right, in a moment, we find out whether or not Google will be able to predict how successful an employee. Say it again, Doug. How successful an employee you will be. That's as we continue here. Tech Talk time on Good Day. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
More than 3 million cases of skin cancer each year, and it's not just from the sun. Renowned dermatologist Dr. Zain Obagi says fluorescent lights, cell phone, and computer screens are also risks.
Even if localized areas, when your skin is exposed to them, it releases toxic radicals that can eventually long-term damage your DNA.
So Obagi came up with Zio Skin Health sunscreens, cleansers, and anti-aging products to strengthen and protect skin. So cover up, drink water, and use broad-spectrum skin products.
We need to apply a sunscreen that blocks the UVA and UVB. And at the same time, give you a longer protection, like 6 to 8 hours, by mixing in the formula natural melanin. By doing so, we can protect skin DNA and prevent premature aging and skin cancer.
For more information, visit zeoskinhealth.com or ask your doctor.
16 after the hour, this is Tech Talk time on Good Day with Greg Stebbin, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. The prediction, this is a, I don't know if this is a prediction of a prediction or not. Google As we know, they ask the people that want to come to work for them pretty bizarre questions, like how many golf balls could you fit in the school bus? That'd be important to know, huh?
Well, you have a school bus. How many would you guess?
I actually have three old school buses and
right.
A lot of golf balls that go in there. So what's the aim here, and how can people use this, Greg, do you think? The predicator, is this something that's good? I like using astrology. I've said that many, many times. I want to know when people are born so I can learn about them, so I can learn how to deal with them better, so we get the best out of everybody.
My birthday's tomorrow. What does that say about me?
It says you're getting older. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. So anyway, and then Google has been taken to task because they're not using their own system, apparently. But what do you know about the system and how it works?
Well, I think part of the thing that's interesting here and not surprising once you think about it is Google's mission statement is to index all the world's information. And I think part of what we learn when we read about how Google chooses employees is that they've been gathering, collecting, and analyzing answers to the same questions over and over again across thousands and thousands of employees over years and analyzing it. They're treating the data involved in successfully hiring people the same way they treat all other information. I find that fascinating.
Yeah.
And they now can crunch all that data and look at how people answered the same kind of crazy questions and realize the people who do the best at Google, by the way, that doesn't mean you're the smartest or the best qualified for some other company, but at Google, because every company has its own culture, the people who do best at Google, if they're a man, they answered this question this way, and if they're a woman, they answered this question another way. But we now know this answer, in this particular case, given the job and your gender and other factors, gives us the best chance of success with you, and you the best chance of success at working here.
So they have a question, or they put forth a statement. On a scale of 1 to 5, rate yourself as a software engineer. Or on a scale of 1 to 5, rate yourself as a marketing specialist. And then somehow they've come up with some logarithm or whatever it is. For men, the number is 4. For women, it's 5.
Yeah.
A logarithm. Who's your an algorithm? Thank you.
A logarithm.
Whatever. What's a logarithm?
A logarithm.
That's what I put in my fireplace.
I think I recall from high school math, calculus.
Yes, it is. Okay. It is. It's actually, it's not calculus. It's not algebra. Geometry. All right. Anyway, so thank you for bringing back those memories. Anyway, what? This is kind of skewed here a little bit. Are these guys a bunch of sexist pigs at Google?
Well, again, they're...
They're just looking at data,
I'll let everyone decide whether this is sexist or not, but I'll tell you the basis of why the answer is different. The answer they're looking for is different for men than for women. The reason they're looking for different answers is the data has shown them that the people that do best working for Google, if you're a man, if you answer to 4, you have the highest rate of success, and if you're a woman, you're a 5. So I'm not sure you can say that's racist or not. It's just based on what the data tells them, unless somebody has monkeyed with the data to come up with a certain conclusion. But if the data has been treated as data without human bias, I don't think
well,
that's
I think this is completely it's not sexist at all. As a female, the reason that they say they want women who say I'm a 5 out of 1 out of 5, I'm a 5, I'm awesome at this job, because women don't say that, and we're raised in a society where we're not really encouraged all that often to be very accurate. We're, as Oprah has often said, we're born with the disease to please, and women often undersell their own abilities. We don't ask for raises. We don't negotiate well for salaries. So for a woman to go in and say, I'm a 5, they know for sure she's a real 5. She's probably a 10.
And that's exactly what
10.
Google would say.
Yeah, I agree.
Sherry's a 10. Greg's a 10. Richie's a 10. This is TikTok time. 9.5? Okay, all right. There was a tech trend conference that I want to get a review on from our pal Greg Stebbin, who is on Tech Talk Time at 21 after the hour here on Good Day. We'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The hour now. You're listening to the Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbins is here, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, along with Victoria Keelan, who I respect as having a lot of knowledge. And I respect Rich McFadden also because he has a lot of knowledge of all this stuff. And I don't, but I learn from them. And besides, it makes for good radio because they like to make fun of me. And so, in all of those
circumstances.
Yeah, it is. A good time is had by all. Okay, so the Tech Trend Conference, 2016 Tech Trend Conference, the interesting things that I see in sort of a takeaway mode or fashion, Greg and Victoria and Richie, the growth is slowing down on the Internet. So what does that mean? The Internet economy it looks awful healthy to me, but they're saying it's slowing down. I don't know in comparison to what, though. What are we talking about here? What's the comparison or comparative?
Well, I think, first of all, how do you measure that?
I don't know.
If you try to measure the Internet, and then by the time you're done measuring it, the Internet has probably doubled in size, so you have to start over again. But I do think that there's some forces having significant impacts on the Internet that are going to alter the look of it and even your ability to measure it. One is that I think the impact of mobile on the Internet has been, frankly, much faster and much more dramatic than anyone dreamed, because back when the first iPhone came out, we had no idea what we would be doing with these little devices in our pockets. Even Apple didn't know, because you remember, there wasn't even an App Store back then. It could just do a very finite number of things. And then once the App Store was unleashed, things then began to literally transform the way we not really interacted with the Internet per se, but interacted with information, some of which involved going to a web page, some of which involved interacting with an app, and some which now involves interacting with other devices, from watches to an Amazon Echo that's sitting on the counter in your kitchen.
All right, let's fast forward a little bit here. All of us use our search bar. By that, apparently, according to what was, again, looking ahead, is going to be old-fashioned, kind of like me using my flip phone, I guess. It'll all be voice-activated. Like, you can take a smartphone right now. I know people who never type anything into it. They just talk and ask Siri a question.
Or
they ask, what do they do? How do they?
They don't type. They just talk.
Yeah, I find... talking a lot easier than typing on that tiny little screen. And that
but how do you know that it's really hearing you? It's giving you...
Because it gives you an answer. It responds.
Well, I think he's talking about voice-activated texting, right? You just... Is that what you're talking about, Doug?
No, he's talking about
voice-activated texting is one thing, but searching is another, for sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you're typing on a, particularly on a smartphone, there's a very high level of error in your typing. I mean, it's very hard to type accurately on that little screen and those little buttons that aren't even buttons. You're just touching the glass itself. And, of course, when you talk to a device, which may be a smartphone, it may be a watch, it may be a device like your Amazon Echo, which is a device that you just shout out questions to, it will sometimes make errors as well. The Amazon Echo, by the way, has an incredibly high rate of accuracy. It will sometimes make errors, but you have to accept those errors the same way you accept the errors when you're actually typing on your phone, except you're not typing on your phone, and it is organically such a superior way to access information.
I do yell at Siri a lot, though.
Who is Coach Stephanie?
I do. Siri's not great. Siri needs to get better.
I don't see Doug Stefan in your contacts. Perhaps you meant one of these?
McFadden doesn't even have me in his contacts?
I just have it as Doug, so when I say Doug Stefan, it doesn't recognize that.
Well, it should be able to find me in 100 other ways, though, shouldn't it?
How many Dougs do you have?
Oh, I'm looking at a picture of your house right now from a satellite imagery.
Oh, okay, there we go. So I guess we got it.
Well, one of the things that this statistic points to is that we're going to increasingly have new and very innovative ways to access information without going to a web page per se. So sort of like this thing, the Amazon Echo, sits on your kitchen counter, I believe, although we haven't seen it happen yet, I think companies are going to start embedding speakers and microphones into light bulbs.
Yes,
light
absolutely.
Bulbs are already computers.
Yep.
And great. To enable you to voice activate any room in your house, well, guess what? Every room in your house has at least one light bulb.
What happens if you're being romantic and
turn them a cool shade of blue for you? Start playing Al Green.
That's exactly right.
Okay, that's it.
I'm glad that's Doug's first concern.
I am too. It was mine as well.
Hello. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. All right, good man. I always like it when you're here, Greg. You are an inspiration. I happen to be happy that you can give us the time every week. Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, here on Good Day at 29 after the hour.
Did you know the government spent $1 trillion last year providing cash, food, housing, and medical care to poor and low-income individuals? Have you ever wondered if that money is helping or hurting those in need? It's your country, and this is Jim Dement with the Heritage Foundation. Heritage research shows that welfare programs intended to help the poor actually trap them in poverty and dependency, stripping them of their dignity. As Americans, we want to help those in need. Asking able-bodied welfare recipients to work is one simple way to help those in need around us. Welfare should be a hand up, helping restore dignity to every individual. The Heritage Foundation works to restore opportunities for all Americans and show favoritism to none. That's a conservative idea for a better future. It's your country. Find out more at heritage.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Construction work going on here in my place. Pictures are being hung, and pictures are hung by the chimney with care. In hopes that
it seems like a great time to hang some pictures
you
right
know,
in back of you.
Right, it is. It's a great time.
if you have your smartphone, Doug, they have a level that you can app that you can load onto your smartphone
and
put
it
on the picture
right.
to make sure you hang those pictures level.
Yep.
An app. Meredith, do you know that? That Richie says there's an app you can use to make sure that the pictures are level. I didn't realize that.
That would be nice.
That would be wonderful. Okay. Well, that's technology at its finest. 35F the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. This is Tech Talk time. An hour a week we devote to some of the things that I know that everybody else ought to know, things technologically advanced. I happen to be the harbinger of all that information. Every week you can find out the latest here. And I'm sure Kim Komando is not privy to all of this stuff. Leo Laporte, not privy to all of this stuff. Who else do we have, Richie, that's in that stable that think they know it all, but they really don't?
Greg Stabman. You know, Leo and Kim are the two big tech shows on the weekends.
They are. Yes, they are. Okay. So here we have Warby Parker with an app. For those of you who know what Warby Parker is, of course, me being the hipster that I am, know that this is...
Clue me in then, because I have no idea.
All right. Victoria, you can clue me in. It's beneath my dignity to explain.
Of course.
The way in which he can explain.
I'm happy to do the dirty work. Warby Parker is a very, very fashionable brand of eyeglasses. And they're extremely affordable.
Which, by the way, Richie, is why I know all about them, because they're so fashionable.
That's right.
I'm on top of the fashion
parade. You have to have the most fashionable eyeglasses to go with those corduroys and turtlenecks.
That's it. You got it.
I love the corduroy references on this show. It's like being in the 1970s.
It really is, more than you know.
Yeah, so Warby Parker, they've really blown up in the last couple of years. They just launched their first app, and they're known for allowing you to have 5 different frames at a time. And they'll mail them to you, you try them on, you live with them for a week, you see which ones you like. They manage the app manages your prescriptions for you, and they're really affordable.
Neat.
They round out at about $100. For frames, which I don't wear glasses, but my friends who do are constantly complaining about the price. So
the reason
really
I got LASIK surgery is because I got tired of buying $500 glasses every other year.
Yeah, and that's that's constantly what I hear. So Warby Parker really has cornered the market on being super trendy and stylish, and they just look really cool.
I've been telling
Doug he needs to get them.
You should, but you don't wear glasses. Glasses, you just wear the readers.
They make readers, too.
I actually have prescription sunglasses now. I have prescription glasses that I use to watch television, that sort of stuff, drive.
Okay.
I don't wear them, but I have them. but it is something that I need to. But I'm with you, Richie. I actually think that I'm going to have... I'm going to have another kind of surgery that's a little more... it's poignant. And pointed at what I have as a problem with my eyes. So it's something that can be done. There's a guy in Beverly Hills who, one of the 3 people in the country who does it, and I'm going to try to do it.
You're going to be the beta guinea pig.
No, this has been done. This guy's done 2,000 or 3,000 of these. But it's
going to be 2 or 3.
Yeah, I went 2 or 3 million done before I. Yeah.
Well, this was a procedure that was adapted in Israel. It was originated in Israel.
Okay.
So they do it there more than they do.
Oh, Israel! All right.
Well, Israel is one of the top technology
places
on the planet.
What
are you making fun of it for?
No, because...
Wait, you had LASIK, though, didn't you, Rich?
I did.
Right.
But several million people had done it for a decade before I did it. I wasn't the first guy on the table. And I will tell you, it's the greatest thing I've ever done. It's an amazing, amazing
thing. You remember when I had that operation probably 10 years ago? On my eyes, they were supposed to eliminate what I was wearing for glasses.
Right.
I went into my friend who was on the board of trustees with me at the time at Heidelberg. I was an ophthalmologist, so I went into his office, and he put me under for 3 or 4 hours. And they did this pinprick thing to open up the whatever clouds get around your eyes so you can see better. And I had I can't remember a time in my life
for months.
Miserable. Oh my God, it was all. And then the benefit was supposed to last 3 or 4 years. It lasted 3 or 4 months and it was gone. It was back to doing the same thing I'd done before. So there's real technology, I think, involved in that sort of thing. And it's very specific to the individual. That's why I want to get this other process done. But with the Warby Parker thing brings it around to understanding that there is so much. We were earlier talking about the tech trends, and apps are already sort of going away. The most popular app is Uber. Did you know that? More people add Uber, more people use Uber than any other app.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram are going to be, and Pinterest are going to be more popular than Uber, but I would imagine.
Pinterest as an app people don't use. Pinterest is more of if you're at a desktop or on your laptop, just because Pinterest is too hard to navigate on an app.
I use it on my phone 3 times a week.
What are you on Pinterest for? No one's on Pinterest.
It's my cookbook.
Oh.
I use Pinterest as my cookbook, yeah. Yeah.
It's good for recipes and crafts. That's about it.
That's exactly what I use it for, is recipes.
Are you planning your wedding, too? Because that's another
thing. I'm not planning my wedding, but I do have
one. You pick out wedding dresses?
No, for hairdos. I do have one for hairdos. So if I ever want to change my hair, I'm set.
Nice.
Hey, Doug, you can set up a Pinterest board for corduroys and turtlenecks.
Yeah. I could do that, Richie. You're right.
Hey, now, when I saw Doug in person, he looked very stylish. So I don't know where all this turtleneck
stuff is. Well, he's got Meredith dressing him now. I mean,
okay.
Of course he is.
Yeah, it's a new world order now.
Yeah,
all right. 19 before the hour. Richie has a couple of important technical items to share with us in a moment here on Good Day.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it 3 times. Studies show you need to hear something 3 times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a 1,000,000-bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let 1,000,000 people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
But do you know what to do with a leaking roof? 58% of current prospective homeowners told ServiceMaster they feel unprepared to deal with home maintenance. Lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello says it's easy.
92% wanted one resource for regular and unplanned maintenance, from home cleaning and fire, water and mold restoration, to furniture restoration and pest control. ServiceMaster has 85,000 trusted employees, technicians, contractors, and franchisees who diagnose and fix those problems.
Visit ServiceMaster.com.
We spend 50% more on moms than dads. Lifestyle expert Mark Silverstein says, make it up to him by being personal.
You can put your dad in the game through virtual reality.
These Oculus-powered virtual reality headsets are free from T-Mobile with the new smartphones from Samsung. You'll score with a gift card from RedLobster.com.
Send Dad the card by email with a personal audio message.
And keep his skin in the game with this deal from Dollar Shave Club. More at VideoPump.tv.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
All right, so Richie has an observation about Twitter, the hacking that's gone on. Zuckerberg was hacked on Facebook, but yet the response and the coverage was on Twitter, which I found most amusing.
What I found most amusing was the fact that Zuckerberg's password for his Facebook account was da-da-da.
The same. Yeah, right.
Da-da-da. So between MySpace and the Twitter hack, and Twitter is saying that they weren't hacked. Twitter says that that it was browsers like Chrome and Safari that leaked the information, and they were able to get all the login information from those browsers, not actual Twitter servers. So there's a debate going back and forth with that. But MySpace was hacked last week, and they had who knew MySpace has 360 million users? The bottom line is, how do you protect your account and your password? There's a webpage called leakedsource.com, and they analyzed all of these leaked accounts, passwords, and usernames. And one of the things that they found was, besides Zuckerberg's password being da-da-da, was that one of the most popular passwords showing up was 123456. We've all heard this before. 120,000 people used that password in this leak, while 17,000 people used the word password in this leak. So the bottom line here is, don't be stupid. Go to one of these password aggregators. I use LastPass.com, and what I do is I have all of my accounts for everything. I have close to 100 things between the network and personal that I need to log into, everything from every day to once a year. So I keep all of my accounts in there, and it will generate a password for you. And it will generate the longest, craziest, most complicated password you've ever seen. But the only password I need to remember is getting into my LastPass account. And then I just click on whatever web page I want to go to, and it remembers.
There's another action required to do that, though. There's another action.
No, there's only one action. Done. All I do is go to LastPass.com, and then I can log into anything I have to by clicking on one
from
button,
there.
From there. And it will generate you an independent password for every account that you have. So there are
You won't know it. You don't have to.
Yeah,
know it.
I don't have
you,
to
you won't
it.
Know what the password is.
It's just there.
Bring you in. So what happens if somebody hacks that site for you? They can get through everything.
It is so encrypted and so safe. It's a lot. You're a lot better off than if you have 20 accounts, passwords for Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you use a variation of the same word for three different ones.
That's where people get into trouble. They use the same password across multiple platforms.
I know Doug Steffen well enough. I could guess his password in probably 5 minutes.
Okay.
Does Doug know his passwords?
If he doesn't, he could come to me and I could guess it in 5 minutes.
Okay, so
well, I love on my MacBook, Safari is my internet browser that they use, and now Safari is generating everything. They're giving you, similar to LastPass, they're giving you their own encrypted passwords for all the different websites, and it remembers it for you in the keychain.
In the keychain. The Apple keychain is a great thing. So
yeah, it is.
Whichever tool you use, find a tool where it's one-stop shopping. This is where I go. All of my accounts are here. It creates a password for me. I only need to remember how to get into it.
Right.
All right, so there's some interesting information. Words to the wise, and I think that that's the reason we do this program, so we all can learn a little bit about the common sense approach to using all of this technology, to protecting yourself, because we all know it's kind of a Wild West, the atmosphere is a Wild West atmosphere. 49 past the hour on Good Day.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Let's get to our tech talk time. It's 53 past the hour here on Good Day. Gawker has filed for Chapter 11. I'm laughing at this. Who among us that has a more than a pea for a brain thought that they were going to pay the $140 million to Hulk Hogan? They're going to do that. They found a way out. They say they've got $500 million in liabilities and $100 million in cash. Okay, so we'll declare bankruptcy. Hulk Hogan will get a nickel, and that'll be the end of that. Well, it may or may not go around, but we'll talk about it in a second because I want to know more about Gawker itself. So that's up next here on Good Day.
Hey, I'm Paul, the guy who used to ask if you could hear me now on Verizon. Not anymore. I switched to Sprint. Yeah, you heard that right. I switched to Sprint. It's 2016, folks, and every network is great. In fact, Sprint's reliability is now within 1% of Verizon's. 1%! But Sprint is saving you 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile rate plans. That's right. A great network, half the rate. I switched, and millions more have too. Can you hear that? Don't let a 1% difference cost you twice as much. Visit a Sprint store, sprint.com/network, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today.
Reliability claim based on third-party drive test average savings until 5/31/18. After pay full amount subject to $30 activation fee, credit and valid port in, applies to Verizon plan 1/3/6/12/18/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. AT&T mobile share value 300 megabytes and 2/5/15/20/25/30/40/50 gigabytes. T-Mobile simple choice use 10 gigabytes. Carrier features differ. Plans exclude unlimited music and video streaming, data carryover, tethering and cloud options that other carrier plans may offer. See website for eligible plans. Limited time offer. Must choose from porting carrier rates. Offer coverage not everywhere for all phones. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, a three-pack of Smooth Move medium boxes is $12. Staples. Make more happen. Offer ends 6/25/16.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried one-hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this Gawker story, Victoria. They filed for Chapter 11. Peter Thiel is the guy who put up the money for Hulk Hogan to sue Nick Denton and Gawker because he didn't like what Gawker Media had to say about him. And so now it looks like Thiel has his day. In a way, because he's not getting, he wasn't getting any money out of this anyway. He put up the dough to get Hulk Hogan to go to court, so Hulk Hogan's not going to get his money.
Right.
But what was Gawker really all about?
Gawker was just a blog that started following celebrities around, and it was probably the first...
Like TMZ, that sort of thing?
Yes, exactly. Gawker was the TMZ of its time. TMZ quickly spiraled into TV and much more high profile, but Gawker originally was people phoning in a tip. Oh, I just saw someone famous at a restaurant in New York City somewhere, and then it started that way, and then they had this, what they did, which now, looking back on it, at the time, people thought it was cool, but when you look back on it now, it's probably really dangerous for stalkers and everything. But they had like an interactive GPS of celebrity sightings on their map. So you could go on to Gawker's site and you could see this person was spotted here, George Clooney's eating at this restaurant now, someone is over here shopping at Bloomingdale's. I mean, it really started that way, and I think that was for regular people, and then it, of course, when paparazzi starts making money off of it,
yeah,
and it turned into a much bigger thing. But yeah, celebrity gossip is breaking news, things like that. That's what it's all based on. They have other properties as well. Jezebel is a younger celebrity blog site. Deadspin is another property that they have. So I guess they're all filing for Chapter 11 under one umbrella. And now they're saying that publisher Ziff Davis might come in and buy the entire operation for less than $100 million.
So that means all the people who are debtors or indebted, the people who are indebted... let's turn this around. The people who are debtors are going to get... Now, the debtor is the person that owes the money. The debtee, what is the person? Anyway, the people who are owed money...
By Gawker.
...are going to get screwed.
Right.
Yeah, right. They're going to get anything. So, and that's how it works. There's more than technology here. It's how the system works. And in many instances, the Chapter 11 or bankruptcy laws and rules are abused by people.
Absolutely.
What comes to mind? There's Donald Trump, who's got... I'm sure that name just jumped right out into the minds of a lot of you. Oh, he just used the system. Okay. So, Gawker, what a name. Think about that. 59, what's in a name? 59 after the hour.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.